gatekeeping doesn't help anybody. So if I can, I mean, it's all the time. And even me, I'm still growing. I'll still watch a video. I'm like, man, how's that work? You got to see what, if it's, you know what the definition of insanity is?
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
I just want to wish the listeners a happy new year, right? 2026, here we are. And I have two very special guests in the studio. We have a dynamic duo from Lancaster, PA, Sean Whitmer and Danielle Gosher. Yes, all right, nailed it. Okay, cool. They are business partners and franchisees, owners of Wolf Gyms. Wolf isn't just a name, it's a brand that stands for community, strength, accountability, and personal transformation. In this episode, we're going to talk about the origins of Wolf Gyms, the brand, what Sean and Daniel did before becoming franchise gym owners, the challenges they face as they start a local business, and how they navigate roadblocks to build a thriving fitness community in Lancaster. Sean and Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here and making the trip up from Lancaster.
Yes, sir.
You know, I appreciate it a lot. So I always like to start the episode off, and it's something new I'm doing, I should say. I want to ask the guests, what are you thankful for? Because everybody's thankful for something different. I know it's totally off topic. We're not talking about fitness, but Sean, what in your life are you thankful for?
In plain terms, the opportunity. I know from press and from other people, you know, not everyone has the opportunity to do the things they like, that they want to do. Sometimes you get, life pushes you to what you have to do instead of what you want to do. So I just have to say I'm thankful for the opportunity, you know, and of course that comes with the family, the, you know, financial side of it, the responsibility side of it, but just the whole opportunity to do what I want and project my own future.
Yeah, there you go. Danielle, same question.
Yeah, I was going to say new opportunities. The sacrifices that Sean and I made for the past couple years to make sure that we could make this a reality, you know, working two jobs, saving weekends, holidays, just making sure that we had what we needed to set us up for the present, which is right now.
I think going forward for 2026, I'm going to start the interviews off with, hey, what are you thankful for? Because it's everyone's thankful for something different. You know, maybe it's a mentor. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's sacrifice, you know, because, you know, by sacrificing now down the road, it leads to opportunities. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about is having that at bat, you know, having that chance, having the opportunity to prove yourself and, you know, make sure you're ready when that opportunity comes.
Exactly. That's all you can do. I live life by now. I don't focus on things I can't control. So there's life's too short to worry about stuff that you can't control, things that worry you, you know, put your faith and your focus on the stuff you can control and push forward. I mean, you don't have your obstacles, you don't have your hurdles, but keep the faith and keep going.
That's it. Yeah, 100%. 100%. And, you know, how we... this is the first time we're meeting in person,
yes,
which is wild. Thank you again. Thank you for coming up. But it was through the power of social media. It was TikTok, 100%. You know, I tried to hold off. This goes back to like COVID times when TikTok was really big, you know, and I'm like, I'm not going on TikTok. I don't need to do this. But social media is like, I don't want to say it. It's like the next, like how podcasting is. It's the news. You know what I mean? You go on social media to learn, see what people are doing around you. And just, you know, what was it? Like, New Year's Day or something, or that evening, I see you on a video, Sean, you know, and I'm like, okay, this guy's local, Lancaster, Wolf's Gyms, what's this all about? And that's how I reached out to you, because I'm like, I want to get him on. And for the listeners that have been a long time, you know, this in May will be the 5 years of doing this.
Okay.
And I'm all about giving local, you know, business owners, nonprofits, veterans, giving people a platform to share their story, to help them grow. And also, you know, the podcasting, it all grows together. I'm very big on, like, not so much being a competition, but if we can work together as a community and grow, that's what it's all about. So that's how I heard about Sean and Danielle from Wolf Gyms. And I'm like, I got to get you on. So tell me a little bit real quick, and then we'll get into your backgrounds. But, like, social media, how's that going for you? TikTok, like, what's that like?
It's different. I'll be the first one to say I'm not big into it. I mean, like you said, so I couldn't even tell you really when, like when you said COVID started around around the whole TikTok thing, I wasn't big into it. I didn't get on Instagram much. I mean, I had Facebook, but I didn't really dive into it as much.
Yeah.
And then, you know, starting this process, about 2 years ago, we passed this up. It came, a buddy of mine, Jerry, he reached out and we connected again, and we talked, and then this opportunity was here, the Wolf Gyms, and it just didn't feel right at the time, and you know, so we passed it up, and then about a year ago it resurfaced again, and I kind of looked at her and I was like, I feel like it's right now.
Yeah,
I mean, because I've been going to gym for 10 plus years, you know, this past year was the first time competing in a bodybuilding.
Oh, wow.
So it was just kind of like, and that wasn't what pushed it, but it just felt the right time, you know, to do something that, I don't want to say just a passion, but turn something that I want to do, something that I like to do, into something I do all the time. So, yeah, so the social media part, I mean, it's new to me. Like I said, I mean, I would scroll from TikTok from time to time, but nothing I dive into, but I do know, like you said, this is where people, they check, you know, to see what's out there, what's new, what's coming, you know, something that interests them. And of course, you only see the stuff that you scroll that comes along your feed. So if you're into fitness, you don't see a lot more fitness stuff. If you're into the food blogging or the food, you know, you don't see a lot more of that, construction. So it hits the avenues of the people that we want to. So we're diving headfirst into it.
Danielle, are you like the camera operator? What's your role?
Yeah.
Obviously, Sean's the voice in the face of, you know, in front of it. But what's your role?
Yeah, so I'm a chronic scroller.
All right, okay. Yes. Yeah, as a lot of people are.
So, you know, every once in a while I'll come in or come across a video and I'll be like, oh, we should do our own spin on this. I know a couple of those that we did. The boys always like to get into it too. We have an 8 and 10-year-old. They think it's super cool to be in videos with dad. So
yeah.
We've leaned into that
she
a little bit.
She hates being in videos. So okay. I hit it right on the nail. She likes to be the video. She'll edit. She's actually, her more role is operation manager / she has more administrative legal background.
Okay.
So she does more of that aspect. I kind of put my big mugshot out there and just let it be known.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I love the video you guys just dropped on TikTok with the, with your sons, with the boys.
They're like, no,
it's,
dad.
It's great. Yeah, no, dad. Yeah, because, you know, Sean's holding these signs with different, you know, wording on it. And I think it came down to, like, we're looking for staff and like, you know, whatever it was, you know, fitness fanatics or something.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, this is funny, you know. And that's all, you know, that's all it takes, consistency in doing it. So that's kind of how we met, right? That covers that. But, like, let's dive in. Let's get some background. Ladies first, you know, Daniel, what's your background like before, you know, Wolf Gyms? If you want to, you can go as far back as you want, you know, where'd you grow up, early childhood, things like that. But, like, what's your kind of background.
Sure. Sean and I are both in Lancaster, both started in Lancaster. We both graduated from Penn Manor, not together, obviously, but a couple years apart. And from there, I went to school, got a degree in criminal justice.
Okay.
Yeah, worked for one of the top defense attorneys in the county. He eventually left to move on and became a judge. I stuck around at that law firm for a little bit. And from there, I left and went and worked for a local police department in their office. Worked with them for a little bit, and then I went and left. And now I work for a forensic expert firm. So we do background stuff, all the court stuff, you know, helping people in their worst days, things like that. And then sprinkled in going to the gym here and there. Not as committed as Sean, I will admit, but you slacked off a little bit lately, but we're coming back around.
But then the same thing, I think that's what also works. I mean, of course, I would like her to get into the gym, but I don't need her to compete like me, because I mean, it's a whole different lifestyle. Like, I tell people now, who a lot of people ask me advice now and all that kind of stuff, and it's like, you know, find your own niche, find what works for you. If you just want to go to the gym to be healthy, that's fine. Know that that's what you want to do. I'm in there 6 days a week. My diet is very restrict, you know, very bland. Like I said earlier, bland, but it's what I choose to do because I want to compete for bodybuilding. And I think it's something that you just put on your resume. I mean, don't know if I'm going to go pro. Don't know if I'm doing, you know, but I competed the first time back in May and I got fourth, both categories.
Whoa.
Both divisions I chose.
First time. Yeah. You say first time.
Yeah. I mean, it was different. It was, like I said, it didn't scare me off, but it like showed me what I need to work on, what I need to grow in. You know, I mean, people tell me, oh man, you know, I got decent size to me, but when you get out there against guys who do it all the time as well.
Yeah.
You know, I got room to grow. Okay. So that's what pushes me.
But fourth. On your first time, to me, that's pretty impressive. Right.
Four out of 12 on the one division, and then 4 out of 5 on the other one. It should have been in the men's physique. You know, that's something I learned right there. That's a different, smaller waist, you know. It's a whole different category. I'm more of a classic or even open. I think next time I go back up there, it'll be open. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Go back real quick. Dennis, looking at you, I would never have thought, like, law enforcement, that and, like, forensic. What drew you to that field? Was it like parents were into it, or
so with
friends?
The criminal justice degree? I'm not one of the experts because I'm not qualified for that. That takes years of, you know, schooling, and there's 140 different kinds of experts that work at our firm. So I'm more on the administrative side, inputting the data into the computer. You know, going back and forth with the attorneys, going back and forth with the experts, helping proofread their reports, things like that.
But she did paralegal work with the first law firm, his police station. She's always liked the justice side of it.
Okay.
It always intrigued her. Yeah. It always what, you know, drew her.
When I knew the business was probably going to be happening almost a year ago, I started going to get my business degree. So I'm almost done with that. So I'll have that in addition to the criminal justice degree. So,
Sean, let's get some of your background. Then I want to hear how, you know, you two first met. Because, I mean, you're business partners and you know, franchise owners. So, yeah, what's your background? Well, you got the case, you know, construction.
That's how we met. She bailed me out of jail.
No, I didn't.
What? Wait, what?
No, I had to throw it in there. Whoa,
let's take a break. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I had the opposite side of her. I don't want to... I had the rocky upbringing, the whole, you know, everything wasn't, you know, perfect family-ish, but it's life. You move on, you learn, you grow, and it's just you adapt and you want to do better. So, I grew up in Lancaster, Lancaster City, outside. Like I said, I did graduate from Penn Manor, but went to some great school in the city, and I mean, I don't know. My mom was a little different than hers, but her grandfather actually took me in. So I needed some place to stay for a while, and that's how we met. Her grandfather used to throw some big pig roasts down in the Millersville area.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we met.
Gosh, that's some good pig roasts there,
so,
you know?
Yeah, we've been together, it was. Yeah. What, 15, 16 years almost? So we've been together quite a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. Dang. All right, let's take a quick sip break. Let's take a quick sip break.
This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer.
If you keep making the same mistakes, you can't really blame anyone but yourself. But you make mistakes and you learn, you grow from them, and you adapt. I mean, unfortunately, some people can read about mistakes and learn not to do them. Some people have to experience mistakes and learn not to do them. So
yeah,
that's kind of the route that I not chose, but kind of led me down. So I learned from all my mistakes. And, you know, when I had children, you got to learn that you're not just responsible for your well-being. You're responsible for some other well-being, you know.
Changes stuff everything.
That, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so.
It does. I mean, I got two little ones myself. Boom. Your world changes. It's no longer about you or what you want to do or your time. Like, it's them. Everything's for them. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's complete perspective flip, you know?
Yeah. You're right. Your whole out. I mean, for me, my outcome, the way things you do change, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I learned that, you know, if you're not good, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't make a lot of people around you as, you know, better, and, you know, you can't help them out as well. So it starts with you. You got to take care of yourself, and then from there you can help other people grow and, you know, keep it, I don't want to say blossoming, but keep it moving forward, keep it kosher, keep it organic, you know,
yeah.
Keep it growing.
Oh, yeah, so. You hit the nail on the head, right. If you're not doing well internally, physically, mentally,
exactly,
you know, how are you going to help those around
you? And I have buddies who like that, you know, they're home life is not good. When they come to the gym, they're like, you know, Sean, da, 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 da. And I'm like, you got to take care of yourself first. You can't make people around you. You can't better them or better yourself if you're not well. If you're fighting everything with internally, how can you help the next person? Or how can you help, you know, even your spouse or your significant other or friends, family, whatever it is?
Yeah.
If you're all broken and you're falling apart, nothing outside is going to work.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree 100%.
I mean, I can say he's become a great role model for kids in the gym and things like that, especially coming from a troubled life like that, to do a complete 180 and then, you know, be someone that these kids at the gym come to. Hey, you know, how do I lift this properly so my form is correct? Yeah. Or, you know, I'm lifting, but it's not hitting the right muscle. What am I doing wrong? And
one thing in the fitness is that gatekeeping doesn't help anybody. So if I can, I mean, it's all the time. And even me, I'm still growing. I'll still watch a video. I'm like, man, how's that work? You got to see what, if it's, you know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome.
Yeah, I
heard that. You can't keep doing the exact same thing. So if there's something that's not working, ask someone or do some research or, you know, figure out what works for you. You know, if you're feeling it and you're like, wow, this is feeling good. Okay, keep doing it until, you know, you're not getting the outcome you want, and then change it. Like, yeah. So
that's exactly the type of environment that we want to bring to our gym too. Don't be afraid to ask. We want people to be able to, you know, ask the other people that are also working out at the gym at the time, like, hey, what do you think about this? We don't want egos. We don't want, you know, negativity.
You can have an ego. Keep it in check, though. Keep it with yourself. Yeah. You know, like,
you can be confident without being. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, and as gym owners and business owners, you know, franchisees, that says a lot about you as people, as owners, because if, you know, younger people feel confident coming up and saying, hey, you know, what can I do differently in my technique so I get a better result? You know, they're not intimidated by you, they're not scared. They see you as almost a mentor, you know, somebody to come up and talk to, which is huge.
And with this gym coming up, you know, there's going to be a lot of outcomes. You know, I'm going to allow, you know, videotaping. So the gym I go to now doesn't allow that. We have a posing room, you know. You know, everything that Wolf Gyms is built on old school and new school combined together. So we're gonna have some old school with new school equipment, more of an industrial look. I know the whole, like we talked about earlier, social media, people like to videotape the workouts, put it on their Instagram or TikToks. And we don't allow all that until it becomes an issue. You know, if you are videotaping your workout and you have someone walk by, just realize that you don't have to edit it.
Yeah.
You know, now if you have a guy that's in the background doing some silly faces, screw up your whole video, we can address that when it comes to that. But, you know, you have to, you have to realize it's a public gym and you don't have people in your videos, and just most people are fine with that. Like I said, you have the people that are trying to make me funny, trying to ruin stuff, but then you have people who understand the whole other side of it too. So we'll deal with it when it comes, and we want everyone to, like I said, be themselves and enjoy it. We're going to try to bring the best atmosphere and aesthetics that we can. And you have to enjoy going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people put a lot of time in there, and if you don't enjoy it, what are you doing? Just like anything, this podcast or anything that you do, if you don't enjoy it,
what are you doing? Yeah, you're wasting your time. Exactly. And time is the most precious thing we have, you know?
That's one thing you can't get back.
You can't, no matter what you do. You know, there's no special drink or food you can eat. You know, sure, working out helps, you know, maybe longevity, being healthy, but man,
There's no
shortcuts, exactly.
Nope.
No shortcuts. So let's, you know, from the pig roast 15 years later, what drew you to the idea of, of owning your own gym, and why Wolf Gyms? What is Wolf Gyms for you guys?
Wolf Gyms, they center around four core pillars.
Okay.
Honor, integrity, community, and commitment.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And that's something that I think Sean and I really resonated with. And
I would just like to say it felt very natural. Everything that we've done has felt natural. Like the whole organization, everyone within the brand, the organization.
Yep.
I can call right now four or five people on my phone and ask advice, and they'll drop what they're doing and, you know, give me the best advice that they can. You know, Tony, the owner, he has a couple partners, but he's, like I said, I've asked him advice many times. You know, Jason, operations manager, Jerry, there's a bunch of, you know, like I said, I have a list of people, you know, on my phone that I can just call and ask for advice. And it felt very, you know, they'll give me the best advice they can. Very, very natural. Nothing's been pushed. You know, nothing's been, you know,
nothing,
shut down our throat.
Nothing has made us second guess. Are we making the right decision? Mm-hmm. Are we sure we should be doing this? It's always been like, this is great. I feel good about that phone call. You know, this is good.
Yeah.
And when you said about why Wolves, I actually looked into doing it myself prior to the 2 years of when we first kind of passed up Wolves. But to get a backing, you need a lot of capital, and the banks really didn't want to look at me, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Until we went down this road with the franchise, you know, and then kind of doors kind of opened it up. You know, things just started not being easier, but became more accessible.
Okay.
That's the way I'm saying it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and like you said, having that experience to rely on, you know, because it's new. It's uncharted waters, right,
yep.
For you guys. But you have experience in fitness. Obviously, you take care of yourself. You know, you're in good shape. You're competing at a level that's pretty high, I would say. You know, you have a founder and CEO in Tony Saxby. Looking at the website, you know, Dave Bautista is an owner, you know, in this Wolf Gyms, which – for the people that don't know, you know, maybe you live under a rock, you know, he's an actor, a WWE star. So that's phenomenal. You know, it's not like a, you know, a sideshow. This is a very legit gym. It's a very legit organization with people that love fitness, with people that have, you know, take care of themselves. So, and I think too, if I saw correctly on the site, roughly 25, maybe even more, 25 gyms have already signed and are opening up. So this is already big, and it's just getting bigger.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Rob Solomon, who is also one of the owners. He runs the Mr. Olympia, the top level. He's in there. And I believe there is two other partners. They're kind of not as predominant.
Not as forward.
Yeah, not as forward. But, there's – I believe there's five total in the whole Wolf brand. I don't know if you know Terrence Ruffin. He's a 212 competitor. He competes in Olympia. He's also Wolf Gyms in, I believe, Houston.
Okay.
Houston,
Texas. So, but yeah, there's in the low 20s and just growing.
It's just, it seems like all across the country too. A lot in New Jersey. I think some in Florida, like you said, Texas here.
Yeah.
And then we get one right here in Lancaster, you know?
Michigan,
right.
Minnesota. There's North Wales, Danny Swole and Jerry. With the owner of Aries Nutrition, Patrick. I think there are three owners of the North Wales Wolf Gyms. Shout out to them. Those guys are great.
North Wales, is that?
I think it's outside. I've been there multiple times, but I believe the easiest way is like Westchester.
Okay, yeah, Philly area.
Yeah,
Westchester.
Over that way.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. And then if I looked, Wolf actually stands for something. but on the website, because it's like, I think it's an acronym. And what I saw, it was like work, out, live, fierce is what WOLF stands for.
Yeah,
I was like,
Tony's, man, that's badass. If I remember correctly, Tony's wife is the one that came up
with it? Nice. Yes. I like it. You know, and I had a football coach just freshman year, ninth grade, right? Coach Lebo, he was on the podcast for listeners. He was top 100. Anyway, he came on and he would always say, you know, legs feed the WOLF, you know. Hungry WOLF, legs feed the WOLF, gentlemen. It was always about being in shape, conditioning. But, like, if you want something in life, you got to work for it. And you're not just, it's not just going to come to you. You got to be hungry for it, you know.
It is.
It is. Yeah. It's so true. As you prepare to open the doors, like, that's what are we looking at? End of February, March sometime? Is that what we're thinking?
Hopefully. Right now, we are stuck and waiting for permits. Local township, everything's complete. Yeah. I mean, everything's done on our side. We are just waiting for permits so we can start this whole renovation. We're down to Rockford Outlets in Lancaster off Route 30. That's where we're our first location. We would like to do a second one here in the future. But, yeah, that's where we're starting out in Lancaster. So the whole renovation part, we're building locker rooms, brand-new locker rooms, yes, with cold plunge and sauna in each locker rooms, posing room.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to have everything. I mean,
yeah, we'll have the, like, the supplements, you know, we'll have.
Can you get smoothies, clothing, like the smoothie supplements, or?
We're going to do something like that. We're not, so it's, with the way the permits were on trenching for the piping and all that, it's kind of difficult. But yeah, we're not, I mean, we're definitely going to have.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
That's that's the big question mark. That's the only question mark that we
smoothies,
have.
I mean, we're still doing smoothies, but we'll have a juicer and we'll have all the supplements and we'll have everything at the front desk and
So, I mean, you have everything that you got your treadmills, you got your dumbbells, you got your bench. I mean, it'll have
like everything from free weights to pin selected to plate loaded to all the treadmills. We're going to have a powerlifting section.
Dang,
so we got some powerlifters.
Functional turf.
Yeah, functional turf.
We got a turf too.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So it literally is everything under one roof.
Trying to.
Yeah.
Trying to make it, trying to hit all avenues. I want to, you know, I don't want to just be one. Now, of course, like I said, bodybuilding is what I enjoy. So we'll push for it, you know, towards that. But I want to make it for everybody.
Yeah.
Make it accessible for everybody.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, having a posing room, letting people, you know, hey, if you want to record your video for your own, like, educational purposes or for social media, it's only going to benefit WOLF's gym and what you all are doing, you know?
Especially competing. Like I said, I know most gyms right now, not too many have had posing rooms. Some of the bigger gyms do. And, of course, I mean, that's what we're, you know, we want to be in the top. When you think about a place to go, we want WOLF's to be in the top, you know, where you want to go. So posing room is definitely something I had from the beginning. Like I said,
it'll be sectioned off a little bit. So if people want to take their shirt off and feel comfortable, they're not going to be out in the middle of, you know, 10,000 square foot floor, mirrors surrounding them.
No, thank you for explaining. Right.
Kind of go in their own little corner.
Yeah.
Practice what they need to practice. And then.
Because when you're a competitor, posing will make or break you.
For sure.
Really?
For sure. For sure. Oh, yeah. When I competed, I got, like I said, in the classic, I got fourth. Possibly could have got third, but the gentleman above me, he posed way better and is more fluent. And I'm still working. I mean, I work every week now with my coach now on posing.
Really? Is that big? Is that important?
Because it's not just about when you're in the gym and you're working out and you're growing and you're doing everything else. When you pose, that's where you're showing what all your work done. So if you can't pose correctly, you're not showing what you actually have or what you're working for.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's more technical than just getting up there and just.
It's, you know, you're not like, oh, flex. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. That's that what I thought. That's what
I thought. Yeah. You know, I was being uneducated. I was like, okay, you got these guys up there, these girls up there that are just jacked. And, you know, I just thought the posing was just for shits and giggles, I guess.
It's intense. Sitting in the crowd watching it is intense.
That's what I did. And I'll say that's one of my biggest mistakes the first time competing. I put posing off second nature. I mean, diet and training and recovery was like top priority. And I was like, oh, posing, just get up there. No, and it showed. I mean, it showed definitely. Wow. So,
learned something new there. I did not know.
And I mean, honestly, between you have about 2-3 seconds to hit your pose and then.
Yeah, to hit it and hold it for about 10. I mean, each category's got mandatory poses that you have to hit.
Right.
And then, but yeah, like I said, if you can't get into your pose and show what you put all the time and effort into the gym, it's kind
of. Yeah. Huh. That makes a lot of sense once you explain it, but I'm just like, I never would have thought that. Yeah. So, you know, talking about like, you know, learning things, right? Starting your own business, you learn a lot and you learn quick. Yeah. You know, it's like jumping into the deep end. You got to learn to swim right away. One of the maybe the roadblocks you mentioned is obviously getting permits, you know, red tape and all that nonsense. But are there any other roadblocks you're facing, like for the people listening? Because Lancaster is one of the top five locations, Lancaster and Lebanon. For listeners, is there anything like you're looking for staff? What can you put out there? You know, what's
I'll,
something?
I'll start with this.
Okay. Yeah,
owning a business is it's like having 1,000 doors in front of you and knowing which one to open and go into. I mean, you can go into every door you want, but it's finding the right one that fit. And the only thing that's different from us and from is we didn't stop. We probably hit every emotion, every up and down. But if you stop at the first obstacle or hurdle, you're not going to know what you can achieve or accomplish. I mean, you asked me a couple years ago when I compete, I probably would have said no. Because, I mean, I had a couple decent jobs in the time, and it just didn't fit. You know, I worked for UPS. I mean, I worked for the local township. I mean, I had a couple jobs, and someone paid. Some of them didn't pay enough, but someone really felt like that's all I lived, you know. Didn't enjoy life. Didn't, you know, kind of angry going to work, you know, coming home. Just so kind of doing, like I said, finding the door that fits for you and not stopping.
Yeah.
You know, business owners. Yeah. I mean, we run into hurdles all the time, from the SBA loan start, from that to finding a contractor to, like I said, even finding what business or franchise worked for us. Mm-hmm. Like I said, for us, it was Wolf's. I mean, we could have probably, I know Planet Fitness, most of Planet Fitness are owned by one gentleman, at least in this local area, not all across the world because they're nationwide. But, I mean, yeah, you could have fit into, I mean, there's a couple new gyms opening up around us, and people ask me if I'm worried about it. No, because I focus on our brand and what we can
control.
Good point.
You know, we can bring, to make us different. So
yeah, and you're building your own community too. And that's why, like I might have mentioned at the beginning, I don't look at it as competing with other podcasts, right? Because we all have our different communities, right? That's unique to us. You know, some people go more political. Some people it's more like this podcast, local level, you know. And it's your community. So you're not really maybe necessarily, not that you're not looking to bring in people from Planet Fitness, but like that might be a whole different crowd. And you're just trying to find your community. And you're open to everybody and anybody, right? I mean, what gym isn't? But it's like, hey, this is your place, your people. You want to vibe with it? Come to Wolf Gyms. You know, that's what it's all about. So I think, you know, people that might have asked you like, oh, are you worried about these other gyms? It's like, well, like you said, well, no, because we have this and this, and they might not even offer that. They might not even have it.
Yeah.
So it sets you apart.
Some more sports training. I mean, we have a gym locally close to us, sports training gyms open up. That's more sports, like I said, sports training side of it. You have Planet Fitness. You have, I mean, you have commercial gyms. You have every, like I said, they have their own lane. And I think, like I said, we'll promote and we'll push our brand and what we can bring and wish, you know, on the best outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say is you're most proud of so far?
I think about it all the time. I'm like, I say to him too, I'm like, wow, we actually are doing this ourselves. It's Sean and I are pushing through. Sean and I are answering every email, filling out every piece of paperwork, you know, still working our full-time jobs. Our kids are in sports. We just finished, you know, the football season. Our boys made it to the championship.
Let's go.
Yeah, they did. They had a whole undefeated season, made it the whole way through the championship.
Good for them.
Shout out LS.
Yep, shout out to our LSCT boys. They worked so hard this season. You know, we were so proud of them. But this has been going on for months and months and months and months. And like I said, Sean and I are doing it ourselves and still maintaining everything else in our lives. You know, very proud of that. And going along with the business, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, just open a business. It's not, you can't just open a business.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's so much that goes into it and so many words that, you know, we've learned over the last couple months, and equity injection and business plan and, you know, 2-year projections and just crazy things that you would never even think about worrying or, you know, signing a lease, negotiating, making sure we have money and spread out correctly.
I mean, she's right. So, sorry, I don't mean to cut her off. But, I mean, we do have the support of our of the Wolf brand.
Yeah.
But she's 100% right. Like, everything is, we are literally doing it, and we reach out to the lawyers, our, you know, real estate team, and whoever we need to on our backside. But there's no corporate, there's no, you know, board advisors. We are doing it ourselves. We're, like I said, we're organic. We're growing ourselves.
Yeah.
And hopefully we just keep it, you know, growing and expanding. And, but yeah, I mean, she's right. I mean, everything, and that's why I said earlier, the only thing that separates us from the next person or the rest, we don't stop. We keep going.
Yeah.
So.
And that's it. I think, you know, when I sent you that DM through TikTok, I'm like, what do I got to lose, right? Either he replies or he doesn't. And sure enough, he did. And, you know, immediately I'm like,
for sure. I would not. I mean, I was still, so from every little, we have people asking us questions to, I mean, we've already done an interview.
People asking about job opportunities.
Yeah, to trainers, to, so to this, I mean, I would never not respond. I mean, just because, like you said, what's the worst? You know, he said, okay, hey, it doesn't fit what I'm doing, or this doesn't fit what, I mean, that, but not responding is just being complacent. And I'm not at a point where I'm complacent yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You should almost never be, right?
You know what exactly. I mean?
You always learn and always growing.
Yeah.
But that's how it all, you know, all started here right now. And it's like, that says a lot because, like you said, you're human, right? You got two young boys out there. You got wrestling coming up, winter season, you know? And yet, if you really are passionate about something, you really care about something, do it. You know, what's really stopping you? If you can do it financially, make it work.
Because,
like, you know, what I'm getting is like, hey, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a dad, you know, but I'm also fitness, gym owners, you know, partners in this, franchisees owners. And it's like, you're just average people, you know what I mean? The only thing that sets you apart is you put your mind to it and you're passionate about it and you do it. You know what I mean?
And that's what's great about every, you know, we're all different. We all definitely have passion or, you know, something that drives us, you know. Hopefully, I mean, maybe you have your kids on your podcast. I mean, you know, it's just like, whatever you enjoy doing or whatever your passion is, do it. Because life is literally, I mean, it sounds cliche, but life is short. You don't know what could happen tomorrow, the next day, you know.
Yeah.
So why not do, you know, I mean, it's same regards, as long as you're not interfering with the next person, you know, but do what you want, you know, like, I mean, what we're doing is not hurting or hindering the next person, so we're gonna keep pushing it. And if you don't like it, you know, move, you know, go the next, scroll over the next page, you know, like you said, you don't have to stop and look.
Yeah.
And that's the new thing with business, we got people making comments on stuff already, and it's like, just scroll on. You don't, you know, if you don't like my content.
What, haters already? People
It's already.
That's a good thing, though,
right? Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
It means, you know.
I mean, we love the haters, too, because it's still engagement. It's,
exactly.
But
keep on moving, you know?
Yeah, you know, people making comments sometimes about the kids in the videos, all that stupid. Or it's like, you know what? If you don't like it, move on.
Yeah.
You know?
If the kids are enjoying it, like, I don't understand that. Like, it's your business. They're your kids. If they love doing it, it's time with dad, time with mom, whatever, like. Yeah. Let's roll with it. You know what I mean? And haters are going to hate, but like you said, it's still engagement. Excuse me. It's still engagement. So that means you're doing something right. That's what I was told.
Right.
And that's why, like, that's one other reason why we jumped on here. We want to, my goal for 2020 or my resolution, I want to surround, I want to show support and love for people that support and love what we're doing. And I want to surround our business and our life and personal and everything else with people around us that benefit, not even, you know, to give me something, but just positive vibes, good atmosphere, you know, whatever. Like, surround yourself with people that will make you better. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't need to worry about the other stuff.
Yeah, like I said, life's too short. I know, like, I'm a big believer. You pour into people that pour into you. You know what I mean? Like, if you got a glass here and you're pouring sand in, you know, I'm pouring into you guys, you pour into me. And it's just, it's a community, you know?
It's going to build growing. Somewhere.
Exactly.
It's
going to build. Exactly. And it doesn't hurt. You know, like I said, take chances, send that DM, you know, because you guys could have came up here and been like, oh, this is a dump. Like, what are we doing here? You know, but you took a risk by coming up here to be on the podcast. Took a chance.
Took a chance.
It's a chance, you know. And I took a chance by shooting you a message. And here we are. And, I wish nothing but the best. Once the gym is open, you know, I know a bunch of guys here that I feel like may be willing to come down and do some social media stuff for you. I don't know. Just throwing it out there in the universe, you know. Like I said, I got a bunch of buddies that have been on the podcast that are, I call them, you know, just fitness fanatics.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, they're all about it. And they do the video and stuff in the gym. So just putting that out there. you know, if once it's open, it gets going. If you need some social media influencers, yeah, I might be able to send a couple. Some
and I mean, that's the great thing about Wolves. I mean, like I said, we different owners are different. You know, we met a few. We've, you know, mostly I'll say, like I said, the guys of North Wales, Danny and Jerry. We've met them, dealt with them. They helped us out tremendously. You know, Danny's a big influencer. He's got his brand.
Done a couple of things with him.
Yeah, you know, we have a social media guy named Joe who helps us out.
Shout out to Joe. Let's go.
Yeah. So
yep, shout out Joe Vito.
So I mean, but we, like I said, I could sit here and drop names and just everyone that's been helping us and, like I said, positive from start to finish, and that's why I like the Wolf brand and everything that Wolf stands for. You know, it's positive, it's community, it's, you know, like I said, I could probably call Tony right now and say, hey, Tony, I got a question, and he'd probably answer.
Yeah.
And I know he's a busy man. I mean, he's got a lot going on, so.
Yeah, they make it a point to, you know, every special milestone, they'll be there, so.
Yeah.
That's huge. You know what I mean?
Huge.
That's huge. It's got to be comforting, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, we're doing it on ourselves, but with support. So that's the best thing I can ask for, you know?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick snack break.
This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat.
I don't understand why they do it. Well, I guess I think I do. You know what? I think they're just not happy. They're not happy in their own life.
I was gonna say that.
If they see you doing something, you know, and you got to start somewhere, right? Whether it's 5 views, 50 views, 100, 1,000 views, whatever, you know, likes, engagement. Because people will look at that and be like, oh, you didn't get any traction. You didn't get any likes. You suck, this and that. Really, it's themselves, I think.
Yeah, anything. The more people we can reach, the better for us.
Yeah, well, let's get back into it.
I actually said this a while ago because when you're in the gym, some people use it for, like, therapy. You know, for me, the gym has been a one constant thing. It's always there. It's always, you know, it's always been a constant for me.
You know, yeah, we're kind of going to wrap it up. Is there anything else before we do that you want the listeners to know?
Come down and check us out. Come down and see what we're about. If you're looking for, like I said, our hours we're looking at right now, 4 to 11, because I know some people like to the gym before the work. You know, we're trying to hit all avenues. We want anyone to come down, have the right atmosphere, but aesthetics. You know, we want to feel comfortable. We want you to, you know, if you're a serious lifter, you know, 5-6 times a week, come, you know, we have that spot for you. If you're, you know, just come down and want to hit your cardio or want to just, you know, hit the sauna, hit the cold plunge, you know, recovery. We want to hit it for everybody. I know our goal in a 2 to 4 year span, we want to have a second location. So that's our goal moving forward. And like I said, we'll keep growing it. I know our brand keeps changing and evolving, and we'll just do the same thing. We'll keep adjusting and fixing what needs to be fixed and just growing.
Yeah. The you know, ambition to be like, boom. Second location, you know, 2 to 3 years, let's go. What are, for the listeners, your social media handles? Where can people find you?
It's Wolf Gyms and then _ Lancaster.
Okay, perfect. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
TikTok, Instagram, not Facebook.
Okay, that's old school. It's getting old school. TikTok, Instagram, those are main ones. Excellent. So for the listeners, a quick call to action. Check the show notes. I will put links to Wolf Gyms, Lancaster website and the social media handles. Is the website... That's up, right? Yeah,
they're up.
That's up.
Hopefully, YouTube here in the near future. We'll start we'll start doing some videos and
that's probably down the road.
But. Yeah, but I mean it's
on the horizon. Yeah, I love it. Okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna close it out, guys. You know, Sean and Danielle, thank you for sharing your insight, your hustle, and your stories. What you're building with Wolf Gyms is a testament to the power of vision, grit, and community. And for the listeners, if Sean and Danielle's story inspired you, share this episode with a friend, leave a review, and subscribe to American Grown Podcasts for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. Before I lose my voice, Sean and Danielle, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And we love the whole American Grown. I love it. So.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. You know, that's what it's all about. Oh, and this is the, 250th anniversary of America, so let's go.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.